How is it that there are independent musicians out there who have no ties to any big record labels or financial backing able to get their music heard by millions of people and live out their dreams of being full-time musicians? That's the question, and on this podcast, we will discover the answers together. I'm Leezy the Gifted, and this is the Music Mastery Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? You're listening to another episode of the Music Mastery Podcast with your host, Leezy the Gifted. This is going to be much more of a mindset-focused episode. But before I do that, let me just welcome anybody new. If this is your first time listening, welcome. I've been doing music for 10 years. I fully produce all my own music. I started doing that around 3 years ago, around May 2017. And basically, this podcast is all about basically me documenting my journey as an independent artist. But it's also to shed some light on mistakes that I've made, and shed light on any kind of success that I might have or any kind of, I want to try to share tips with you, but tips that I actually put to practice. And I want to talk to you guys about stuff that ends up working for me, because I'm the type of guy that I want to be, you know, when I win, everybody wins kind of a deal. Like when I win, I want to shed light on what made me win. And when I lose, I want to shed light on that too, so you can know how to avoid that mistake and not make the same mistakes I made. So that's basically the premise of this entire podcast. And really, you don't even have to be a musician to listen to this podcast. I mean, I personally am a musician, and like, that's what, that's what I'm into. And that is what, like, that's kind of the route I'm going on. But you don't have to be a musician to enjoy this podcast. You could be anybody. You could be any kind of entrepreneur trying to make it happen, any kind of like, I mean, you could literally be on any type of journey and listen to this, but I am directing this at musicians because that's what I do, and that's kind of the community that I want to serve. All right? So so what I'm going to talk about today is, you know, this is something that I've struggled with a lot, and I think a lot of musicians struggle with this, and it is beating yourself up. And there is actually somewhat of a healthy amount of that if you know how to do it right. I used to beat myself up when I first got into the journey, and I would do it intentionally. And the reason I did it was I would do it so that I would know to keep myself humble and to keep myself growing, so I could motivate myself to get better. To be honest with you, it helped. I mean, the first couple of years, I'd say the first 5-6 years I was doing it, it was working. I mean, I was always improving, always getting better. But I think the problem that I've now ended up experiencing is that that's a habit. So like beating myself up is a habit now, and I don't necessarily think it's a good habit because it can get out of control. For me personally, I think it's sometimes a little bit out of control. You know, I'm not perfect, and I'm never expecting myself to be perfect. So it's going to happen where I kind of fall back into those bad habits. But you know, I can honestly say, I think I beat myself up too much. And, you know, the reason I say I beat myself up too much is because it ends up hurting me. It's detrimental to me and my mental health. It's detrimental to my productivity. You know, objectively speaking, it's very detrimental to my productivity because I end up feeling like a failure. I end up feeling like, why should I even continue? Like, what's the point? If I beat myself up too much, I think, well, if I suck as much as I think, or if I'm really not going to make it, like I keep saying, then why would I keep going? And I start to convince myself that I should stop. Like I convince myself that I need to just take a break. I convince myself that I need to just pause. And like, that's bad, because now the beating yourself up isn't working and benefiting. It's not working for me. So there's a healthy amount to beat yourself up, but the way I do it isn't, I don't think, always the right way. The way I do it now is better, but it shouldn't be you suck, you're shit, you can't do anything. It should be more of like, you have a lot to learn, you know? And here's the way I think of it. I am a youth basketball coach. So now I have a lot to learn as a leader, but I've been lucky enough to have the opportunity to work as a youth basketball coach because I've gotten to learn a lot about leadership firsthand, leading kids. It's a very, very, very sensitive situation to lead younger people. It is, because feelings can get hurt really easily. You're dealing not only with the people you're leading, but the parents, right? It's not when you're leading team members, like in a real situation, it's you and them. Like when I you know, I've been in situations where I completely failed. Like when I was doing my clothing brand, Gifted by Choice, I had a team of three other people and I failed miserably as the leader. I was a terrible leader. I sucked. It was a horrible, that's okay for me to be, I was so bad at leading them. Terrible, terrible leader. And, you know, and it's okay because I learned from it. But when I was leading them, it was me and them, right? It wasn't like I had to deal with anybody but them. When you're leading kids, you're not just leading the kids. You're leading them and their parents. You have to deal with both. So that makes it a much more sensitive situation, right? So, but I've still learned, but that, and that makes it a little different. And it makes it a little bit more challenging, I would say. So when I lead them, I have to think, okay, well, every individual needs to be led differently. Every individual, it's hard because you have one mission, right? You have one mission, but you know, you have one mission, but everybody wants to get to that mission differently, or everybody wants to be led differently. Everybody has a different personality. So you can't lead one person the way you would lead another person. So you have to find what makes that one person tick. What makes that one person, you know, what makes that one person tick? What makes that one person want to get the job done? And you have to get them to believe in it. So again, when you're lead, and so think about the stuff you say to yourself, or the stuff I say to myself. I look at the stuff I say to myself and I go, damn, dude, would you say that to one of the kids you coach? Like the stuff I say to myself is rough. And it's like, damn, I would never say that to one of the kids I coach. You know, I would hurt that kid's feelings. I would feel so bad if I said what I say to myself to one of the kids I coach. And I thought about when that hit me, when I realized that, I was like, damn, bro, you need to change your dialogue. Like, so the way I talk to the kids I coach is, you know, hey, do you want to accomplish your goals? If they say yes, then I'm usually like, okay, then, well, first of all, I'll ask, what are your goals? And they'll tell me, say, okay, this is what you need to do. I tell them what they need to do. I go, but you can do it. Like, you just have to have the motivation to get it done every day. If you're consistent with doing this, this, and this, you will accomplish your goals. And I'm like, you got this. Like, I actually believe in you. I think you can really do it. And I'm here as a resource to help you. So you got this. That's the kind of stuff I say to the kids I coach. That's not what I say to myself. The stuff I say to myself is different. I go back and forth between extreme belief and extreme disbelief. It's hard for me to find that middle ground of consistency of, hey, you've got this. Just stay consistent. It's getting hard. It's hard. You guys understand that I understand that it's hard to keep going when you're not winning. It's really hard. And honestly, I'm not winning the way I want to be right now. I've gotten more improvement with my body and my diet, and definitely am growing my brand. I mean, right now my Instagram following is growing, and like I'm getting way more engagement on my posts than I ever have. My DMs are going up. Story replies are going up. Just the engagement on Instagram in general is doing well. I'm doing much better now than I ever have. But I'm not winning the way I want to be winning. And so it's hard to stay super motivated when you're not winning. And so it's easy to just beat yourself up. But what makes it hard, the more challenging thing, we're always trying to go with the thing that's going to be more effective. Usually, sometimes the thing that's more effective is harder. But right now, the thing that's more effective is me being positive. The thing that's more effective is me having a great attitude. The thing that's more effective is me actually believing in myself, saying that I'm going to get everything done. The other thing, that beating yourself up thing, beating myself up, and that doesn't help. And it's easy to do that. It's not effective. So when it comes for you, like in your life, if you have something going on where you want to get it done, but it's really difficult, you need to figure out how you're going to talk positive to yourself. Not lie to yourself. You don't need to lie and say, you're perfect the way, just the way you are. That's bullshit. Because that's not positive. That's lying. You shouldn't say you're perfect the way you are. Because now what? You're not striving for anything else. If you say you're perfect just the way you are, you're not striving to be better. You're already perfect. What you should be saying to yourself, I'm not going to tell you what you should say to yourself, but what I would recommend is you've got a long way to go, but you have all the tools and resources to make it happen. You have all the tools and resources to make it happen. That's a great way to talk to yourself, because you're going to keep yourself humble. You're going to keep wanting to work hard, but you're also going to realize that you have the skills to get it done. So get it done. All right, guys. Hey, thank you so much for listening. If you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast, leave a rating, leave a review, share it with a friend. It would mean a lot to me to get this podcast growing a little bit more. And if you're a rapper and you want 5 free beats, I got an offer right now where I'm giving away 5 free beats. If you're a rapper and you want 5 free beats, go to 5freebeats.com and you can get yourself 5 free beats. The other thing I want to talk about is I have a new song coming out. Let's see. So this will be released on Thursday, the 16th of July. So Friday, July 17th. Friday, July 17th, we have a brand new song coming out called Do Me Wrong. I'm super hyped about it. I'm very excited. I will be releasing not only the song, but other promo materials as well, other visuals. I think there's going to be a lot around that one song. So make sure you check it out when it comes out. I'll be doing I don't know, if you're listening to this live on Thursday, which would be like probably a couple of people, then at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, I'm going to be going on Instagram Live and doing like a little launch party of the song, talking about the song, how I made it, what went into it. I might even go live with anybody who tunes in. We'll see. So I'm going to be doing that. A brand new song. I'm super excited. I'm promoting this song way differently than I've ever promoted any other songs. I'm putting more into it. I'm putting way more into it. I have a lot more visuals to it. So I'm pretty excited about it, right? Guys, thank you so much for listening to the episode, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Peace. Tell me why you gotta leave me now. But I'm getting through these tough times when you're not around. Like a rose coming up from the ground. From the ground, yeah. From the ground, yeah. Coming up.